Will the House please?
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lebno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. 60 present.
Good morning. Welcome to the 35th day of the session. The prayer today is offered by Representative Mary Throne from Cheyenne.
Will you join me in prayer? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here today. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you, to serve the people of Wyoming. We thank you for the friendships we've made. Please bless us as we conclude our final days. Please share with us your wisdom, your grace, and help us to make good decisions for the people of Wyoming. And as we leave the grandeur of this place, please help us remember that we are humble servants. We are your humble servants. We are humble servants of the people of Wyoming. And let not our heads be filled with arrogance and pride, but let us remember to always do what you require of us, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, our God. We ask this in your name. Amen.
the House please come to order? Representative Moniz, you may have privilege of the floor.
Mr. Speaker, if I could, this morning we had a presentation on wind power energy from the Snowy Range FFA chapter over in Laramie. I'd like to introduce them and welcome them to the House.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. The doctor of the day is from Powell, Dr. Mark Wurzel. Dr. Wurzel, it's nice to have you here today. Madam Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. It's our privilege to have nurses from the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston once again. It's Peggy Bazanson and Bev Jensen. Welcome.
Madam Majority Whip, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, what we didn't announce was the doc of the day has a whammy student with him, and she's from my very hometown of Thermopolis, Wyoming. And that's Liz Brown, so let's welcome Liz today.
Welcome to the House. Representative Thompson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you. It's not often that we get to introduce a couple of people the second day in a row, but we'll try it this way. This is my son, our son, Bill from Phoenix, and my bride of 36 today, up there in that balcony, Bill and Rita.
Welcome, Rita and Bill. Representative Throne, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to ask the body to welcome Christian Belke and students from Trinity Lutheran School up here in this gallery.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning, down in the governor's office, we signed one of the largest bills that has... that I know has gone across his desk, 138 pages, and that was the Wyoming Business Corporation Act. But for anybody that thinks that they would like to know what's in that act, I have two copies of the summary, since we've spent about 9,000 pages on that bill during the session. I didn't want to throw out 25 pages worth of the summary. If anybody wants a summary of that act, why, let me know.
Chairman Cohey, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Many of us grew up in the premise that children are to be seen, not heard. Today we have a group of people that we really are glad they're there and we see them, but we really don't want to hear from them either. I would like to introduce 14 new Highway Patrol troopers who will be assigned to... These troopers will be assigned to various positions across our state after graduation ceremonies this Thursday. These troopers will fill the following vacant slots across Wyoming: Glen Rock, Laramie, Wamsutter, Kemmerer, Rollins, Big Piney, Casper, LaBarge, Jackson, Medicine Bow, and Lyman. The recruits will take an oath of office administered by the Wyoming Supreme Court justices this Thursday. To get to this point in their career, the recruits have taken pre-employment written exams, oral interviews, physical agility testing, psychological reviews, medical exams, and background checks. Finally, these recruits have successfully completed 25 weeks of intensive instruction in Wyoming and constitutional law, physical training, marksmanship, commercial carrier laws, radar, crash investment, and numerous other courses. They will complete a 50-day field training period before being allowed to patrol on their own. Gentlemen and ladies, thank you very much for doing what you do for Wyoming.
Congratulations, troopers, and we do appreciate all you do for Wyoming, and be safe. Representative Shepperson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to take a second and thank you all for all your warm wishes and prayers yesterday. And I also want to thank my little sister Amy for taking care of me. She's in the north balcony.
Thank you, Amy, for taking care of your sister and our colleague. We appreciate that. We have a recognition today of our House Clerical Assistants. The Clerical Assistants are here in the North Gallery. Sally Allen, Brenda Arzada, Bonnie Brown, Barbara Costa, Lynn Davis, Shirley Dickman, Janet Forsman, Judy Larson, Karen Lippincott, Doris Lowski, and Yvonne Quintal. And the Clerical Assistant Coordinator is our own Peggy N. Smithson. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you for making our lives easier and trying to keep us organized. I know that's a difficult task. We have another special event today. It's the Legislative Intern Scholarship Award. And since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 15 years, 19 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $5,500 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the UW Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students enrolled in an institution of higher education to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in the areas of constituent mail, bill tracking or summaries, drafting talking points, writing news releases or newsletters, and similar services. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded the scholarship. A recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for the 60th General Session. Joining our scholarship recipient is Mrs. Lavonda Copsa, who has served as the coordinator for our intern program for the past 7 years. Before that, Lavonda worked for the Wyoming Legislature as House Session Staff. This year's recipient of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship is Brianna Lear of Rock Springs, who attends Western Wyoming Community College and is majoring in criminal justice. She is excited to use her newfound skills as she completes her associate's degree and heads to the University of Wyoming to complete her bachelor's degree, after which she has made the best decision of her career to attend law school. We'd like to welcome Denise Lear, Brianna's mother, who is joining us in the gallery, and congratulate Brianna on this achievement. Congratulations, Brianna. We are very glad to participate in this scholarship for the benefit of both Wyoming students and the legislature, and I'd like to encourage you all to read the letter on your desk about making future contributions to the intern scholarship fund. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lavonda, and again, congratulations, Brianna. We are at, Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of Monday, March 2, 2009 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Moniz, Representative Barbuto.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 428. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 46, National Guard Medical Professional Retention Program. Ayes 15, noes 15. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 434. House Bill 46, National Guard Medical Professional Retention Program. A motion to reconsider the third reading vote, having passed the Senate, passed the reference bill by the final vote indicated. Ayes 20, noes 10. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 435, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 54, Workers' Compensation Amendments. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no, 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 436. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 146, Emergency Medical Services Sustainability Trust. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 3. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 437, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 213, Rangeland Monitoring. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated, ayes 24, noes 6. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 438, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 286, Federal Natural Resources Policy Account. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 24, noes 6. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 439, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 295, Western States Energy and Environment Symposium. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 5. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 440. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 301, Wyoming Industry Partnership Act 2. Ayes 9, noes 21. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 441, Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolution 7, U.S. Constitutional Convention repeal. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 5. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 442. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 94, Campaign Finance Reporting Election Periods. Ayes 23, no 7. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 443. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 49, Psychologist Licensure. Ayes 21, noes 9. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 444. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 129, Juvenile Justice Amendments. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 445. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with Alike Committee Number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 114. Senator Co-Chairman, Senator Bebout, Senator Von Flattern. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 446. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 190, Driver's License Suspensions, Child Support. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 20, noes 10. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
House Enrolled Act number 82 being original, House Bill number 180, an act relating to public transit funding, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 82 being original, House Bill number 180. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 83 being original, House Bill 184, an act relating to taxation and revenue, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 83, being original House Bill number 184. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 84, being original House Bill number 271, an act relating to Medicaid, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 84, being original House Bill number 271. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 85, being original House Bill 283, an act relating to taxation and revenue, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 85, being original House Bill number 283. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 86, being original House Bill 11, an act relating to game and fish, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 86, being original House Bill number 11. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 87, being original House Bill number 226, an act relating to state lands, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 87, being original House Bill number 226. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 88, being original House Bill 287, an act relating to taxation and revenue, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 88, being original House Bill number 287. I have so signed.
House and Rolled Act number 89, being original House Bill 262, an act relating to the Environmental Quality Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House and Rolled Act number 89, being original House Bill number 262. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 56, being original Senate File 26, an act relating to elections, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 56, being original Senate File number 26. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 57, being original Senate File 28, an act relating to licensing of specified entertainment activities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 57, being original Senate File number 28. I have so signed.
Senate Rolled Act number 58, being original Senate File 54, an act relating to physical therapists, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Rolled Act number 58, being original Senate File number 54. I have so signed.
Senate Rolled Act number 59, being original Senate File 101, an act relating to mining operations, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 59, being original Senate File number 101. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 60, being original Senate File 3, an act relating to environmental quality, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 60, being original Senate File number 3. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 61, being original Senate File 14, an act relating to cultural heritage, tourism, and state historic sites, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 61, being original Senate File number 14. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 62, being original Senate File 34, an act relating to administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 62, being original Senate File number 34. I have so signed.
Senate and Rolled Act number 63, being original Senate File number 44, an act relating to the Public Service Commission, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and Rolled Act number 63, being original Senate File number 44. I have so signed.
suspended and rolled Act 64, being original Senate File 102, an act relating to county officials, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and rolled Act number 64, being original Senate File number 102. I have so signed.
Senate and rolled Act number 65, being original Senate File 143, an act relating to safety, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and rolled Act number 65, being original Senate File number 143. I have so signed.
Senate and rolled Joint Resolution number 2, being original Senate Joint Resolution number 4, a joint resolution expressing Wyoming's opposition to the inclusion of the black-tailed prairie dog on the list of species that are endangered, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate and roll Joint Resolution number 2, being original Senate Joint Resolution number 4. I have so signed. We're at that order of business of bills on... About to back that up. That's okay. We're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message, and you should have your packet. The first message for our consideration is message number 434 on House Bill 46, Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence to message 434 relative to House Bill 46 and ask for your reluctant aye vote. It seems as if though the puppies have grown up a little bit, what the Senate has done is to change in every location the words medical professionals included health care providers and have carved out certain medical professionals that we, as the bill left the House, had intended to include. This includes essentially doctors and highly trained individuals. The real change to the bill goes to the appropriation where they have amended it from $320,000 to $154,000. In conference with the medical professional on the committee that examined this bill, he believes that this is a great start and gives the state an opportunity to see that this program definitely does work and give an opportunity to come back in a year or so and say, see, I told you so. So, Mr. Speaker, I would ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 46. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbuto. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bonner. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brown. Aye. Buchanan. Aye. Bird. Aye. Bird conflict.
Yes, conflict.
Bird conflict. Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers. Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 4 noes, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 46. The next message for our consideration is message 435 on House Bill 54. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move for concurrence to message 435 regarding House Bill 54. What you see that the Senate did with the amendments on House Bill 34 is they better defined the post-high school continuing education that qualifies benefits for dependents of parents who were killed in an accident. That was made on page 7, line 20. Then they also better defined the COLA that we propose to pay for workers who have permanent total disability. It better defines who it applies to and when it starts. It's not going to reach back to the time when a person first made that award, but it's going to start when this bill becomes effective. They changed the number of positions. We'd asked for 2 positions in the Office for Administrative Hearings, and they reduced that down to 1 position. They changed the funding also. I still think that's a help, so I think that we should go along with that. And then the last thing that they did was on page 4, line 18, we had tried to make a bar of people who were sole proprietors or partners to have at least 2 employees before they would qualify in the and be able to purchase workers' compensation. There had been some discussion from the Workers' Compensation Administration that they felt that they could administer that part even if it was sole proprietors or partners who had no employees, and the Senate added that amendment so that it could be those. I think we're probably okay there too. So I'd stand for any questions.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question on the changes to page 7, line 20, where you're inserting the language about 4-year college, community college, or private trade school licensed pursuant to Wyoming statutes and providing career, technical, or apprenticeship training. Was it the intention to limit it to only career, technical, and apprenticeship training and exclude a 4-year traditional degree?
Since you only get 2 times, Representative Stebson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following up on the last amendment, on page 4, line 18, the eliminating the requirement that a employer or a partnership have at least 2 employees in order to be qualified for coverage. As I was recalling the discussion that we had here and have had before regarding that, you know, the balance has been that you, through the workers' comp system, you get protection from suit, and in exchange for that, you get the protection of benefits through the workers' comp system. And I'm wondering how you can reconcile that with having a single employer entity that's covered. I mean, you're basically saying you get the benefit of not being able to sue yourself, and on the other hand, you get the eligibility for benefits. And for me, it seems to be sort of undermining the system of workers' comp to allow that and allows sort of gamesmanship that ignores that bargain for basis of, that forms sort of the foundation of workers' compensation. And just wondering if there was any discussion with the folks on the other side of the building regarding that and whether there is a way to reconcile that with the purposes of workers' compensation.
Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, just to follow up, that really caught my eye. sort of the same question under Wyoming law. Group, and you can only offer group insurance if you have two or more employees. So we don't even define under our health insurance laws a group plan as one. So it doesn't seem consistent to me.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, to address the question regarding the post-secondary education institutions. You can see in the bill that it just says if a child is enrolled or pre-registered in an education institution, including a post-secondary education institution, that then the child will continue to receive or will receive the amounts provided in that in this section up until the age of 25. It was my understanding, and if you read it differently, Mr. Chairman, I'd almost ask that they be given a second chance to talk about it, that in that particular case, that they were actually trying to expand the four-year or post-secondary training that opportunities was my understanding from talking with the chairman of the committee, and that not only were they trying to expand it to those colleges that were in state, but by adding that language, it would also apply to a college out of state if a young person wanted to further their education outside of the state of Wyoming. That was how that was presented to me, as that language would represent. Concerning the item of deleting the requirement for there to be two or more employees before the purchase of workers' comp was allowed, is that was exactly the explanation explained from the good representative from Casper, and the further concern from the good representative from Cheyenne were exactly what our committee was concerned about, was that it didn't seem to weigh in on that balance of the trade-off that was inherent in the workers' compensation system. What happened, just to give a little history, is a number of years ago, a person who was a sole proprietor was injured on the job, and he had actually been paying into workers' compensation, and he applied then for benefits. Workers' compensation read the rules and said, no, we shouldn't have even had you in the system, and we are not going to pay benefits to you. It went all the way, as my understanding, to the Supreme Court, and they agreed that they said the law does not allow the workers' compensation to take sole proprietors or partners. And so consequently, he was denied benefits, and a number of other people who had been paying into the system, I think over 100, were then also eliminated from being in the system. So now this was considered, and those people have petitioned to be in the system. And some of the people that came to the committee were, in one case, a fellow who had a welding service, and he was pretty much a one-man show, and he had a welder on the back of his truck, and he'd go out into the gas fields and he'd do welding. Sometimes he would have a helper and sometimes he wouldn't. The department, and so he wanted to be on it, and a number of other people who had small independent businesses like this. The department, whenever we asked them, aren't you worried about fraud? Couldn't this be a kind of a type of unemployment or type of retirement system to all of a sudden declare that you had a disability near the end of your working life and get permanent a benefit and get payments? And they felt that they had enough safeguards in place that they were not overly worried about that occurring. And in spite of that, is we did pass the two or more employees, but I guess that I don't have a great deal of heartburn with that. I think that they gave us some numbers on the amount of premiums that they would pay in and the amount of expenses that they would expect, that they kind of are anticipating that they would require, some of that from their previous experience with people who had been in the system. And they felt like they were going to come out ahead. And that sort of situation that we envisioned wouldn't occur. So I guess I'm willing to go ahead and give them that benefit of the doubt, and that'll be a decision that the body will need to make, and see whether or not future experience bears that out, that sole proprietors and partners don't behave in that way to take advantage of the system, but actually use it as it was intended to. So that's where, for those reasons, I would ask that you support the concurrence the concurrence request. But like I say, is you'll have the opportunity to express your own opinion in this vote.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 54. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey, Mercer,
no.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
no.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Madden? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 10 noes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 54. The next message for our consideration is message number 420 on House Bill 127. It appears to be me. Mr. Speaker pro tem.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker pro tem. I move concurrence on message number 420 concerning House Bill 127. It appears as though all this amendment does is indicate that any other act other than House Bill 61, which I believe is the revisor's bill, adopted by the legislature during the same session in which this act is adopted shall be given precedence and shall prevail over the amendments in this act to the extent that such acts are in conflict with this act. And what that does is preserve any other act that might supersede what's in the obsolete laws general revisions bill, and that seems appropriate. If we're going to go in with a specific act, to address something that's in the obsolete laws, general revisions bills, that specific legislation should take precedence over a deletion in this bill. And it appears appropriate, and I would urge your concurrence or your yes vote.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 127. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lebno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 127. The next message for our consideration is message 436 on House Bill 146. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence with message 436 concerning House Bill 146, Emergency Medical Services Sustainability Trust. The first thing that you can see is they messed around with such and so on in the very first part of the amendment. I found that kind of amusing because in the previous amendment that they added concerning the reviser bill, they put such in. Such is live. The second thing that they did was they, as you can see, they reduced the appropriation. And having spoken with the sponsor of the bill, it still felt that that's enough to get the program started and to take care of get the parties together in various parts of the state where they do have fragile systems and see how this works as far as setting them up. The next amendment, which is on page 2, that amendment actually brought the whole bill together. It made language agree with each other, and it also better defined some of those things that were what things that needed to be considered in looking at the strength of an emergency medical system. And the final amendment, which was on page line 16, it limited the amount of time that the state would participate in helping us a EMS system be established, and that was also thought to be a beneficial because we weren't intending this to be ongoing funding, but we were intending this to create systems that could stand alone on their own. And so for those reasons, Mr. Speaker, I would and body, I would ask for a favorable consideration to these.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 146. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lebno, Madden, McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 146. The next message for our consideration is message number 422 on House Bill 169. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence of House Bill 169 and message number 422 and suggest your no vote. It looks like a pretty small amendment. It deletes a kind of clarifying, identifying passage, and then it goes to a section that is written very subjectively. And I can understand why somebody who hadn't gone through what we did at the interim committee would say that's just too subjective to deny a license. But in fact, we took the wording from model acts, and what we were trying to be is get in conformance with model acts. And so until I have a chance to review with the Banking Commission and the Senate as to their rationale for taking out something that may be critical for the Model Act, I would urge your no vote, and I'll be back with you should it fail with an answer to the question I was unable to get answered this morning. And incidentally, Mr. Speaker, this is the Minerals Committee equivalent to the Corporation's 100-page bill. We only have 77 pages in here, and we'd be glad to walk you through it page by page again if you have that desire.
Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, would you come up, please? Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, it looks to me as though page 56, what is being deleted is existing language in the statute. And that doesn't mean it's deleted from the statute, it just means it's deleted from the bill. But on page 49, I'm just looking at section 2 on page 49 to figure out what this says. On line 11, and by renumbering 40. Is that Romanette 40? As Romanette 67? Is it simply renumbering? That's why 634B is in the bill? But I don't see that it's renumbered. I would tend to agree with the Senate wanting to delete subparagraph B, but maybe we don't know enough, and that was your original point, right? Okay.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I think the good speaker has it exactly right. The language in the bill is identical to what's in existing statute. There were no changes to it, and so I think actually the Senate made a good catch on this. And in visiting with the good chairman of Minerals earlier, I missed that, but I think they made a good catch in eliminating it from the bill because there were no changes to it. So I think with that, it's probably an aye vote on the concurrence request may be a good idea.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On further clarification, this particular paragraph has a lot of Romanesque numbers and that kind of thing. It was a little hard to figure out this morning just exactly what happened. I think both the co-chair of the Minerals Committee and the speaker threaded their way through it, and this is an improvement to the bill, and so I'm reversing my position and asking you for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their... Well, we've been second time there. Sorry about that. Is there anyone else who wanted to discuss it? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 169. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bonner. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brown. Aye. Buchanan. Aye. Byrd. Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquibel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 169. The next message for our consideration is message number 423 on House Bill 177. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on message 433 concerning House Bill 177. The changes that you can see that the Senate did was they added what would be on the exams for people taking a dental exams, and that's the examination of the Wyoming Dental Practice Acts and rules and regulations of the Board of Dental Examiners. We'd removed that on the House side and thought they could do that by rules and regulations, but they just, I guess they just want all the new dentists to know how big a fence they've built in the state of Wyoming, and these are probably most, for the most part, sharp young men and women. They'll probably read that and be able to pass that test, so I guess that's okay. Then they added Section 3, but then on the next page they take Section 3 out, and actually it's an improvement, because what that does is it extends the grace period that's in effect now. If a dentist does not apply for his license, he has 3 months in order to do so. And this deadline was too short previously. And they've made it to where the bill became effective immediately. So for those, that's what the Senate changed. I don't think there's anything drastic here, so I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone else for their first time? Your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo. Aye. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg. Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Mercer? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. The next message for our consideration is message number 437 on House Bill 213. Chairman Semlik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence to the amendments on House Bill 213 and ask for your aye vote. The appropriation that is provided in rangeland monitoring was, you know, basically used for to contract with a range specialist to assist with grassland monitoring, and throughout the committee work and throughout the floor work, the appropriation has kind of been circling with deliberative actions, taking pot shots at it, and it finally landed at $300,000, and this appropriation, in my opinion, Mr. Speaker, will allow this program to get initiated, and I think it's appropriate, and therefore I would ask for your aye vote on concurrence.
Madam Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I just have a question, and it's not on the appropriation, but it's on the next page where it says, I think it's page 2, line 6, they inserted the words, in consultation with counties. I just was wondering if there had been any discussion with the other body about what exactly they meant by that, authorize in consultation with counties. Just wondering how that's going to work and if they had any discussion with our colleagues down the hall about that, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What the Senate did on this bill was they wanted the counties to be involved in this monitoring, and so they put that in they added that amendment to the bill just so it didn't go from the Department of Ag to the conservation districts and skip the community or the county commissioners. So they just wanted to include that in the bill to make sure the county commissioners had some input and, I guess, some skin in the game. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? For a second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 213. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 213. The next message for consideration is message number 438 on House Bill 286. Chairman Childers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 438 to House Bill 286, which is the Federal Natural Resource Policy Account. If you have your engrossed copy, you'd have to go to subsection P, C on page 3, and it original language basically was in the expenditure of funds from the federal, from that account pursuant to this section. Preference may be given to those funding requests that enhance the internal capacity of a state agency, conservation district, or county to participate in the accounts or the policies matters. And what the Senate changed was basically preference may be given to those funding requests that add to the internal expertise of the state, a state agency, a county, or conservation district to participate. And I would urge your support on this or your aye vote on the concurrence.
Anyone else for their first time? Your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 286. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye. Yagi, aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer, Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 286. The next message for our consideration is message number 439 on House Bill 295. Mr. Speaker, pro tem, would you come up, please? Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence, message 439 to House Bill 295. There was considerable changes because, as you can see, there was a substitute bill, and I will let the prime sponsor discuss this, but I would move for concurrence when the time comes.
Hey, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Bro Tim. Folks, I'd urge your concurrence on substitute 1 to House Bill 295. The Senate was concerned about the structure of the bill is how it related to the School of Energy Resources and the Steering Committee, and it added clarity and added one person to the Steering Committee, so now it's five. One member from the House, one from the Senate, and then three others jointly appointed by the Speaker and the President, and then clarifies that the School of Energy Resources will be the lead on the Steering Committee to conduct the symposium, and then clarified a few things throughout the bill as to the intent of the symposium, added some additional time. We had it in that the symposium would be conducted by, or money would revert and things would be done by December 1st of this year. The Senate changed that to November 1st of next year in case something happened that the symposium simply couldn't happen this year. And that's fine. I do think it's important and express to the Senate committee that it should occur this year and still pushing for October of 2009. But it's a good bill. It did nothing but strengthen the bill, and I'd urge your concurrence vote and I vote on concurrence. Thank you.
Further discussion? Hearing none. We are voting on message number 439 on House Bill 295. A majority of elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbuto. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bonner. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brown. Aye. Buchanan. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Kennedy. Aye. Carson. Aye. Childers. Aye. Cohey. Connolly, aye. Kraft, aye. Davison, aye. Dirks, aye. Edmonds, aye. Esquivel, aye. Gilmore, aye. Gingery, aye. Goggles, aye. Hales, aye. Hallinan, aye. Hammonds, aye. Harshman, aye. Harvey, aye. Illaway, aye. Yagi, aye. Jorgensen, aye. Landon, aye. Lockhart, aye. Lubno, aye. Madden, aye. McKim, aye. McComey, aye. Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 295. The next message for consideration is message number 441 on House Joint Resolution 7. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 441 and ask for your aye vote. To remind you what this bill was about, it was a joint resolution that went through and told you of all the times that we have asked Congress for a constitutional convention, and there was a multitude of them in there. And at the very end of the whole joint resolution, we say that all of our requests are hereby both individually and collectively repealed. What the Senate did was they didn't think the word repealed went far enough, so they added a few more words: rescinded, canceled, nullified, voided. So they wanted to make it real clear what the joint resolution was doing, and I'd ask for your aye vote.
Mr. President, didn't put such in. Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution 7, a majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbuto. No. Berger. Aye. Blake. No. Bonner. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers. Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Kraft,
no.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno, Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Carson. Aye to no. Davison. No to aye. Bagby. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 18 noes.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution 7. We are at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 39, Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 39 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill, you may remember, deals with the single point of reference as far as Wyoming statute is concerned to mean that of the most recent federal decennial census. In this case, it would be the year 2000. What the Senate originally did was removed the portion on pages 8 and 9 which takes up the discussion of how many liquor licenses that a particular community, town, or county can have based on that census figure. The conference committee agreed to put the stricken language back in, only make another change that what essentially you can do is after 5 years you can recalibrate using population estimates from the U.S. Federal Bureau of the Census, or Bureau of the Federal Census, whatever it is, that after 5 years you can ask for recalibration for that one instance only in the bill. So, Mr. Speaker, unless there are questions, I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Any discussion? Anyone for their first time? Second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Bill 39. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Bagby. Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Harshman.
Harshman. Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg. Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave, would you clarify, please?
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Dirks. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report to House Bill 39. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on Senate File 61. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee Number 1 for Senate File 61 and ask for your aye vote. What we did in the conference committee, it was one amendment that we had done on this side that they were in disagreement with. We convinced them in conference committee to adopt our amendment, so the Senate came over to the House side. With the one addition of, they wanted to use the word residences instead of domiciles. We did, and we had a long discussion about the distinction between those two words, and we went ahead and put in residences. But essentially what this does is the Senate agreed to come to the House position. And I'd ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? Or second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate file 61. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquibel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lebno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Roscoe. Semlick. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate file 61. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate file 103, Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate file 103. Just to remind you what this bill was about, this was a bill that was requested by our district court judges when they already have an ongoing case in juvenile court and there are foster parents available to adopt the child. Instead of having to start a whole new cause of action, they wanted to hopefully consolidate some things to help the child resolve some issues with that child's permanency as quickly as possible. And so that's where the impetus for this bill came from. Some of the changes. First of all, they adopted one of our House amendments that was just changing it from petition to notices. It's one amendment we gave in on, and they were actually my amendments on the floor. And the reason I finally gave in on it, the chairman on the judiciary side, on the Senate side, showed up with quite a lot of case law demonstrating that what I was arguing against was already in the case law. The Supreme Court had already ruled that your refusal to comply with a case plan could be used against you in the court. And that was the part I had some concerns about, and on the floor I had tried to take that out of the bill, and I had succeeded on the House side taking that out. The judiciary chairman on the Senate side convinced me that the case law was already in place, and so my concerns were misplaced. So I agreed to that, or conference committee agreed to that part. The next part was there was a long amendment that the House had done in Committee of the Hall that we got the Senate to almost agree to everything in it other than what they did. We sort of rewrote it together, and so it has the same meaning. We just made it flow a little better on page 6. This was the part where the non-custodial parent comes into the picture and what all he has to do. And we had taken some stuff out on the House side, and they agreed to those things coming out, but we just reworded it, and that's what that language is there. So essentially, we came to a good compromise, I believe, and the only part we really gave in on was this section dealing with the definition of neglect, and I thought it was pretty convincing, the case law that was presented as to that it was already in the law. So I would ask for your aye vote.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment that we basically did, that was basically not accepted in the conference committee, I was also on that amendment, and I guess I have a little bit stronger feelings about what that amendment does and what we need to do as we look at this piece of legislation moving forward. That amendment actually took out some of the things that gave me the biggest heartburn about this bill. If you look at section 14.3202 on page 3, what we've done there is we have said in the new language that neglect means a failure to comply with or refusal to participate in a case plan developed by the department. It does not require that the case plan be reasonable. It does not require that the case plan be attainable. It does not require that the case plan be created in a collaborative effort with the family. In fact, it explicitly says created by the department. We have got to make sure that we are covering some of these pieces as we pull these things together and we're trying to help our families and our children. We're being told that this is the codification of existing case law, and I would disagree with that. I have the case. I've looked at the case. And what it says is that the failure to comply with a case plan is part of the evidence that can be used. It is not de facto neglect. It has to be looked at as part of the whole picture of whether or not someone is neglecting their child. If we pass this the way it is worded right now, it becomes per se neglect. Further, that amendment took out section 14.3.427 on page 7. If you look at that piece of this bill, it basically says that if you as a parent choose not to comply or can't comply with the demands of the plan, then you can't complain later. You can't say it was too much. I couldn't accomplish this. It didn't work. I flat disagree with what DFS was asking me to do. Because sometimes parents do disagree with DFS, and we should have that option as parents, as long as things are being looked at in a reasonable and fair manner. I would ask that everyone here vote no on this concurrence, that we hold the House position, that we say that we really do want to have a more fair playing field when we're looking at this, that we aren't creating a per se position of neglect for a parent who is not following the case plan developed by the department. And I do believe that while there is some good stuff in this bill, some of the jurisdictional stuff that we were initially talking about, and I have actually spoken for a lot of that, we did some amendments that I think are helpful to that, we are better off without this piece of legislation if we must accept this definition of neglect, and I hope you will, again, vote no. Thank you.
Representative Peasley.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I believe I'm in support of the Honorable Representative from District 53 in looking at this more closely and in reviewing some recent Supreme Court decisions by the state of Wyoming. It bothers me that a label of neglect with a child, and imagine if you will, you being caught up in this stream of events that take place with these MDTs and the various panels they have and the meetings they have, and then all of a sudden a caseworker comes up with a little 12-point case plan and you fail on one or two points and you were adjudicated as neglectful. And in this day and age, it just seems like getting those kind of labels attached to you has got a vilifying effect. And in looking at some of these case plans that you see, in the cases that I've read, they have such things as you will, you know, participate in substance evaluations. You will have counseling for relationships and parenting. You will pay your child support. You will maintain contact with extended family. You will secure and maintain adequate and consistent and safe housing. Now imagine, if you will, that point number 7 in your case plan, if you didn't maintain that consistent safe housing and have that label of neglect. What bothers me about the way this thing has come out is the fact that by definition, if you fail to comply with a case plan devised by the department, you're guilty of neglect. And all I guess I would be troubled by is the fact that that has been developed by a caseworker, and the, who's going to decide that you violated it? The caseworker. So I think I'd like to see you vote no on this. I would support the concept of perhaps a court-approved order, a court-approved case plan, or one that was agreed to by you. But it's just that one. In fact, a case plan isn't even clearly defined in the statute. It just says case plan devised by the department. So I would agree with the representative from District 53 that this probably needs a no vote. Thank you.
Representative Hallinan.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd speak against concurrence on this. I've had the occasion to closely observe some of the requirements that have been placed on people by one of these committees, MDT committees, and they were so onerous. We were the employer of this individual. They were so onerous, we had to make very extreme allowances to even keep this person employed. The number of tests, the number of places, sometimes travel 100 miles to go to a counseling session, and so on and so forth. I'd say that not being able to comply with every dot and tittle, and if you don't, then you are guilty of neglect, I think that's rather an extreme position. So I would vote, I would ask that you all vote against concurrence on this, and that you would support my good friend from District 53, and let her work on this, maybe, possibly, with whoever's on this committee, and see what we can do, come up with a little better idea. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I think I'm against concurrence because of the per se nature of the neglect finding if you violate the case plan. I'm wondering, though, in the conference, what was the Senate's approach to this particular idea, and what were the parameters within which they were willing to go? And then on the court-approved case plan, is there resistance to having all case plans court-approved? And then what other options are there out there for the per se? And one of those that makes sense to me is the concept of the court-approved case plan. Can we further define case plan, or does that need further definition in the bill? Those are my questions. Thanks. Anyone else for their first time? Your second time, Representative Mercer? We'll go with Chairman Gingrey or Representative Mercer. Who goes first here?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll go ahead and go first. I just want to make it really clear that we already have this as a piece of the puzzle when we're looking at what we're doing in our family services arena. We are not taking anything away from that. It's already there. It's part of the whole picture. The case is very clear that failure to follow a case plan is evidence of. It is not the only evidence, but part of that entire picture. I'm going to leave the description of what all went on in the conference committee to the good chairman, because I think that's the more appropriate way for that to be handled. And I hope that I've answered your questions sufficiently to move forward. And I do think this is something we can still talk about, still work on. I'm not opposed to trying to work on some of this language and try to make it a better presentation and a better option for our families, as well as for our Department of Family Services. Thank you.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The case plan issue, and we've heard this quite often with this bill and other bills, this is our system. You know, whether it's a good system, bad system, it's the system we use. We develop case plans. People comply with the case plan. I am concerned we have one particular county in this state that seems to have a judicial system from top to bottom that doesn't seem to work. And I get concerned that that one county has a strong influence on the other 22 counties. I think we need to work on that one county and figure out what the problems are there. In most counties, when people are not complying with their case plan or you don't like the case plan, we go to court. We discuss it with the judge. The judge is very cognizant of the fact of, is this too much to be asking of a family? Is this too little? What do we do to get this family back on the right track? The only way we know to do that is to come up with case plans, to come up with ideas on getting that person treatment. And I understand some people don't like the idea of treating, you know, that we don't treat. You know, I don't know what we do with the kid then. Do we just put everybody in jail? At some point, you have to come up with a case plan, and you have to figure out what's best to get that family back online. I understand there's been some mistakes in the years where, I don't know, these families that we seem to hear about that are targeted and nothing had been going on and DFS overreacted. I think that's an interesting issue to talk about, but I think those are anomalies. I don't think that is the norm in our system. And so I put that aside. As for this amendment, on the Senate side, they were very adamant that without this in there, this bill doesn't work. I mean, if this comes out, I'm not sure why would we do another conference committee, because they were very adamant. Without this language in there, there's no way of enforcing any of these other things in the provisions, so to them the bill was dead. And perhaps that's what we do, is just go ahead and kill this bill and let it come back some other year, and that would be fine with me. It's not my bill. In the committee, we had really messed with this bill. We had done a lot to it, a lot of good things to it. And when you're in a conference committee, you agree to as much as you can. And we got everything in that we had done except for my one amendment. And I was willing to give up that amendment primarily because of the case law showing that this has already been ruled on by the Supreme Court, and that it was already there. But you know, vote whichever way you want to on this. It's, you know, not life or death here. So I'd urge you to vote aye for the conference committee.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to Senate file 103. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger. Berger, Blake,
no.
Bonner,
no.
Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
no.
Buchanan,
no.
Byrd,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
no.
Davison,
no.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquibel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles, Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
no.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Mercer,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton, Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlich,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
Berger,
I
am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Childers, aye to no. Philp, aye to no. Barbuto, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 9 ayes, 51 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to adopt Joint Conference Committee Number 1, report to Senate File 103. We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move consideration of third reading consent list consisting of Senate Files 12, 35, 74, 89, 90, 93, 108, 114, 134, and 145, Senate Files 88, 98, 106, and 112 have been removed and placed onto the regular list along with Senate File 135.
Is there anyone who wishes to remove a bill from the consent list? Will the reading clerk please read all the consent list bills through the enacting clause in the usual manner?
Senate File 12, introduced by Senator Burns, an act relating to election campaign contributions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 35, introduced by Senator Sessions, an act relating to the age and majority of health care, youth access to tobacco cessation programs, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 74, introduced by Senator Von Flattern, an act related to restricted licenses, youthful drivers restricted licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 89, introduced by Senator Landon, an act relating to higher education regarding fallen heroes endowments, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File Number 90, introduced by Senator Ross, an act relating to unemployment insurance benefits, spouse of deployed military, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 93, introduced by Senator Landon, an act relating to health and safety, oral health initiative, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 108, introduced by Senator Bebout, an act relating to the Wyoming Business Council regarding long-term care facilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 114, introduced by Senator Martin, an act relating to animal control, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 134, introduced by Senator DiCaria, an act relating to motor vehicles regarding embossed license plates, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 145, introduced by Senator Nicholas, an act relating to memorial hospitals, hospital and health care district services to providers, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo. Aye. Berger. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bonner. Aye. Brechtel. Aye. Brown. Aye. Buchanan. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Kennedy. Aye. Carson. Aye. Childers. Aye. Cohey. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Kraft. Aye. Davison. Aye. Dirks. Aye. Edmonds. Aye. Esquivel. Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, aye. Philp, aye. Korberg, aye. Roscoe, aye. Semlick, aye. Shepperson, aye. Stewart, aye. Stubson, aye. Teeters, aye. Thompson, aye. Throne, aye. Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to Senate File 12, are there any changes? Moniz, aye to no. Stewart, aye to no. Semlek, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Dirks, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Millen, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. Roscoe, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no. Korberg, aye to no. Peasley, aye to no. Jorgensen, aye to no. Gilmore, aye to no. Yagi, Aye. Tanoe. Brechtel. Aye. Tanoe. McKim. Aye. Tanoe. Davison. Aye. Tanoe. Thompson. Aye. Tanoe. Bagby. Aye. Tanoe. Kraft. Aye. Tanoe. Meyer. Aye. Tanoe. Patton. Aye. Tanoe. Hallinan. Aye. Tanoe. Mercer. Aye. Tanoe. Goggles. Aye. Tanoe. Blake. Aye. Tanoe. Carson. Aye. Tanoe. Are there any other changes? Zwanitzer Dan. Aye. Tanoe. Simpson. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Tanoe. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 31 ayes, 29 noes. As to Senate File 35, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to Senate File 74, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to Senate File 89, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to Senate File 90, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to Senate File 93, are there any changes? Semlick, aye. Tanoe. Byrd, aye. Tanoe. Buchanan, aye. Tanoe. Teeters, aye. Tanoe. Korberg, aye. Tanoe. Peasley, aye. Tanoe. Miller, aye. Tanoe. Shepperson, aye. Tanoe. Cohey, aye. Tanoe. Brechtel, aye. Tanoe. Peterson, aye. Tanoe. Davison, aye. Tanoe. Wallace, aye. Tanoe. Hallinan, aye. Tanoe. Mercer, aye. Tanoe. Edmonds, aye. Tanoe. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 16 noes. As to Senate File 108, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Jorgensen, aye. Tanoe. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no. As to Senate File 114, are there any changes? Pedersen, aye. Tanoe. Buchanan, aye. Tanoe. Teeters, aye. Tanoe. Gilmore, aye. Tanoe. Miller, aye. Tanoe. Shepperson, aye. Tanoe. Brechtel, aye. Tanoe. Cohey, aye. Tanoe. McComey, aye. Tanoe. Davison, aye. Tanoe. McKim, aye. Tanoe. Bagby, aye. Tanoe. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 ayes, 12 no. As to Senate File 134, are there any changes? Stubson, aye. Tanoe. Pedersen, aye. Tanoe. Peasley, aye. Tanoe. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 noes. As to Senate File 145, are there any changes? Lubno, conflict. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 conflict.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate Files 12, 35, 74, 89, 90, 93, 108, 114, 134, and 145 have passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The House is in recess until 2 p.m.